Muhammad's converts eagerly awaited each new revelation. After he had recited it, they would learn it by heart, and those who were literate wrote it down. They felt moved and stirred by the exquisite language of their scripture, which, they were convinced, could only have come from God. It is difficult for a non-Arabic speaker to appreciate the beauty of the Quran because this is rarely conveyed in translation. The text seems wearyingly repetitive. It has no apparent structure, no sustained argument or organizing narrative. But the Quran was not designed to be read sequentially. In its final form, the chapters or surahs of the Quran had been arranged arbitrarily, beginning with the longest and ending with the shortest, so the order is not important. Each surah contains essential teachings, and it is possible to dip into the text at any point and imbibe crucial lessons. In common with the majority of Arabs at this time, Muhammad could neither read nor write. The word Quran means recitation. It was not designed for private perusal, but, like most scriptures, it was meant to be read aloud, and the sound was an essential part of the sense. Poetry was important in Arabia. The poet was the spokesman, social historian, and cultural authority of his tribe. And over the years, the Arabs had learned how to listen to a recitation and had developed a highly sophisticated critical ear. Bards chanted their odes at the annual trade fairs to excited audiences from all over the peninsula. Every year there was an important poetry contest at the Fair of Ukaz just outside Mecca, and the winning poems were embroidered in gold on fine black cloth and hung on the walls of the Kaaba. Muhammad's followers would, therefore, have been able to pick up verbal signals in the text that are lost in translation. They found that themes, words, phrases, and sound patterns recurred again and again, like the variations in a piece of music which subtly amplify the original melody and add layer upon layer of complexity. The Quran was deliberately repetitive. Its ideas, images, and stories were bound together by these internal echoes, which reinforced its central teaching with instructive shifts of emphasis. They linked passages that initially seemed separate and integrated the different strands of the text as one verse delicately qualified and supplemented others. The Quran was not imparting factual information that could be conveyed instantaneously. Like Muhammad, listeners had to absorb its teachings slowly. Their understanding would grow more profound and mature over time, and the rich, elusive language and rhythms of the Quran helped them to slow down their mental processes and enter a different mode of consciousness.